Welcome to the Property Profits Podcast. My name is Travis Wells, and I will be your host every single week. It is my job to bring on a specialist in every part of real estate, whether that be retail, big commercial, luxury, flipping, land, you name it. I cannot wait to introduce you to these people because there are masters at their craft out there. At the end of each podcast, my mastermind group will come on and Q&A with these people and ask real-time, real-life questions so that we can all learn. I cannot wait to see you on my podcast.
What is up, y'all? Thank you so much for joining me on the Property Profits Podcast. I'm stoked to do a one-on-one with you this evening. So let's get started. There's two things I want to go over with y'all, and they're super important. I just got off a training call a little while ago with one of my acquisitions reps. We have a wholesaling company. We are a creative real estate company. We do all aspects of real estate. I got in the batter's box and listened to recordings of my acquisition guy's calls, and this dude can talk. I mean, he is a talker, but there's some problems. He's a people pleaser. And I'm teaching them not to be. So the seller has objections, all right? And some of the objections that they were giving him were, obviously, they wanted retail price. So he was having trouble with this one. And he said, oh, I understand. And he's just using filler words and filler sentences to ease the seller and make them like him. That's not your job if you are going to be an acquisitions person, if you're going to lock deals up, all right? So I'm going to give you a particular scenario that happened here. They told him, you know, he did pitch the right thing. They pitched a retail price and he's like, well, what do you think about, you know, taking payments? And they said, what do you mean? Like owner financing? They were pitched, right? He said, yeah, like owner financing. And they said, well, I'm not doing that. You know, I'm a real estate agent. And if anybody's going to make interest, that's me. And I'm not signing my house away. You must think I'm stupid. And he just said, no, we don't think that at all, man. You know, I get it. He just let her keep going on. And, you know, after that, the conversation was over. All right. So I went back to that part of the conversation after we listened to it. And I said, listen, all right, you have to hit objections head on. This is what you should have done. So if somebody starts rambling on like that, you say, look, I'm not charging anybody interest. I'm asking you to seller finance me the property. I want you to hold the note. It's a contract for a deed, meaning that deed, I don't get the deed till I pay you in full. So you're not giving me the house and expecting me to make payments. So whenever y'all are talking to these sellers, you need to educate them also. And I like a lot of things he did. He is a smooth talker, but you don't necessarily have to be a people pleaser. The other thing that I heard that he did is he never asked, why are they selling? All right. You have to find a problem. If you're in the problem solving business, you have to find out what their problem is, right? Because you can't solve a problem if you don't know what it is. You can tell them what they want or what you want. They can tell you what they want all day long. But if there's no problem to solve, you're probably not getting a deal. So what he should have done and said, you know, somewhere in that conversation, I don't care where it is, you know, man, you've got this nice house. You want top dollar for it. You're on the phone with me. You obviously want to sell it. Why is that? Then let them spill the beans. Oh, I hate landlording. I hate this and that. Why didn't you go with a real estate agent? Oh, I did. Why didn't it sell at the price you wanted? Well, because, you know, whatever. That's how you start uncovering problems. All right. So I got one more segment of this podcast because it's too important for entrepreneurs to not be doing. All right. I made a post on this. If you don't already, follow me on Facebook. I'm Instagram. I'm all over there. But anyways, I was working with this agent in Arkansas. Sorry to shift gears. I just want to go over these two things with y'all today. I was working with this agent in Arkansas. And she said, hey, I looked you up online. I saw some good things. I knew you were legit. That's why I'm working with you. It's a new area for us. So it's very important for us to have boots on the ground, people that know real estate to help us, stuff like that. And she looked me up and I looked legit and I'm giving advice and blah, blah, blah. She worked with us. I'm talking to a seller today. We're talking about $1 million in properties or more than $1 million in properties. He's like, hey, I've been listening to your podcast. I'm getting educated. I actually related to one of the guys that you were talking about. You know, so you build credibility, not saying you have to have a podcast, but you should tell your story. Whether you're starting, you're an intermediate, you're advanced, it does not matter. I don't care. There's somebody that would benefit from your story big time. So I hope y'all enjoyed this today. I hope you learned something. I hope you like these one-on-ones. Please leave me a 5-friggin' star review if you do, and leave a comment. You know, if you do need to get a hold of me, DM on Facebook is the best way. Usually other people check it, but I do too. So anyways, thank you so much for jumping on here. Listen to this. I hope you got value. I cannot wait to have this week's guest come and speak to y'all because they are going to drop some bombs. In the meantime, you're going to be here for me every day like you have been. Peace out, y'all. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed what you heard, please refer a friend. It would mean the world to me. And also, if you'd like to learn more about real estate investing, go to www.exclusivehousinginvestors.com. If you're interested in joining the mastermind group, email me at travis@exclusivehousingtexas.com.